250. The Embargo, 1807 to 1809. Jefferson hardly knew what to do. He might declare war on both Great Britain and on France, but to do that would surely put a speedy end to all American commerce. In the old days, before the Revolutionary War, the colonists had more than once brought the British to terms by refusing to buy their goods. Jefferson now thought if people of the United States should refuse to trade with the British and the French, the governments, both of Great Britain and of France, would be forced to treat American commerce properly. Congress, therefore, passed an Embargo Act. This forbade vessels to leave American ports after a certain day. If the people had been united, the embargo might have done what Jefferson expected it would do. But the people were not united, especially in New England. The shipowners tried in every way to break the law. This led to the passing of stricter laws. Finally, the New Englanders even talked of seceding from the Union.